Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Monday here on the program, quick update. Elaine Duke, the acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Acting, you hear that's because of the political blocks put up against this administration. Giving an update currently from FEMA, she said they are not out of the woods in Houston by any stretch of the imagination. Life-threatening flooding will continue all week. In fact, most rivers not expected to crest until maybe Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, depending on the location. So FEMA on top, and she gave great praise to the governors of Texas and Louisiana and to the response of others throughout the region. Of course, we'll keep you up to date. Changing pace again, the goal of state economic policy should be rising household income for all Michigan residents. Michigan should become once again a place with a broad middle class where wages and benefits allows one to pay the bills, save for retirement, and the kids' education, pass on a better opportunity to the next generation. So says my next guest, Lou Glaser, president of the Michigan Future, Inc. Lou, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, you say that Michigan's economic policy should focus on increasing incomes for all. Isn't that the standard line from all politicians from all sides?
No, I think the standard line is a low unemployment rate. I mean, that's sort of been the metric that we've used for a very long time. The problem now is that you're ending up in a situation where you have a low unemployment rate in Michigan, for instance, and you still have wages not going up. You have a lot of low-paying jobs that don't allow people to be in the middle class. And so rather than assuming that because the unemployment rate is low or the domestic auto industry, the Detroit 3 is doing well, or that sort of economic growth is strong, all of which are going on in Michigan today, rather than assuming that that's going to lift all boats, we're arguing that we should explicitly make a rising household income for all what we're debating politically and what the goal of economic policy is.
So, all right, so how do we, all right, and I don't disagree with you. In order, I mean, it doesn't do us much good. I mean, the unemployment rate is zero in communist countries.
Right.
And yet the standard of living is pretty abysmal, too. I mean, in Venezuela, right. Let's talk about right. What really happens in the world. So, okay, that's a fair point you've made. So then, therefore, how do you create a situation, an environment, if you will, where you have higher-paying jobs, more opportunities in high-skill positions? How do you get there?
Well, that's the big mystery. I mean, I think people don't know the answer to that. So there's two things going on at the moment that have never happened before in an economic expansion. One is the number of people actually looking for work is not going up. So normally when the economy gets strong, more and more people get pulled into the labor market. So one of the reasons Michigan has such a low unemployment rate now compared to the last time it was low in, like, the late 90s, is the denominator is either not growing or declining as well as the numerator growing. So the numerator is jobs. The denominator is people looking for work. Normally, they both, in a rising economy, go up. It's not happening. And no one exactly knows why. The second thing is, companies continue to complain that they can't find workers. Normally, when that happens, wages go up. And wages, by and large, are not going up. So, and no one quite knows why both of those things are happening, but at some point, what we're basically arguing is it's time for both parties to start debating that rather than just assuming that they're going to happen. So we need new ideas. We need a debate. I mean, I don't know. I mean, normally the way this works is wages go up, and for some reason they're not. So, you know, the two normal prescriptions, which may not be the right prescriptions, are things like a higher minimum wage. The one area in which wages are going up is in low-paid work, but that most people believe that's because of policy, not because of the economy. Like an earned income tax credit. So, but they may not be the right answer.
Right, but as you look at this, you don't have an answer either.
No. This is all that we're trying to point out is that when he was a candidate for president, sort of when he candidated Trump at the Detroit Economic Club, basically did a speech when he said, look, the unemployment's rate low, but, and then he laid out the same problems that I've just laid out, that too many people are in low-wage work and too many people are not in the labor force. That's the right thing for us to begin the debate and get creative about. So our answers are going to be the traditional answers, which is if wages aren't going to go up, then you've got to find a way of...
Well, I know a place. I mean, I've got some answers for you.
Okay, go.
I mean, seriously. You can't find a carpenter. You can't find a drywaller, a roofer, a plumber, an electrician. You know, there the trades are been woefully inadequately staffed for a generation. And now people that are, if you could find a good carpenter, the money's big. If you're a plumber or an electrician or a skilled tradesperson that can build houses, repair houses, there's a lot of money to be made.
Yep. But the question then is, let's assume that that's true.
I don't have to assume it. It is true. I know.
But so the normal explanation for that is that kids are being pushed away from those occupations. I don't believe that. I think most kids know, particularly kids growing up in blue collar families, know that they're carpenters and plumbers and all the rest.
No, I don't know. I don't see. We don't have shop class in schools anymore. We don't have. Trade schools the way we did. Kids are told everybody needs to go to college. We've been telling kids that for years, and it's I'm sorry, but 20 million communications degrees does not make for 20 million successful careers. I'll give you the last word.
Well, but what? But if you actually look at the reality, it is that kids growing up with college educated parents are going to college and earning 4-year degrees. Kids that are growing up with non-college educated parents are not going to college. So if that's the message you think we're sending, it ain't working.
Well, let me tell you this. Here's the message that I know. College educated kids are going out there and ending up with $100,000 in debt and a minimum wage job if they're lucky in many cases, and they're broke and miserable for the next 20 years of their life because they can't get on their feet. But they do have a bill to pay to the government every month, which doesn't work out very well, Lou. I got to run. We'll talk more about it next time.
Sure,
Lou Glaser, president of Michigan Future, Inc., go into the trades, kids. There's a lot of money to be made. Trust me, I would hire you because I can't do it myself. Back after this.